G'day, mate. How you going? Yeah, good, thanks. I'm looking at getting my Subaru tuned, which you guys do. And I was actually on the internet looking at a thing called a Cobb access port, which supports my car for a stage one tune with an airbox in a kit. And I've sent him an email, but I would like to eventually, or sooner rather than later maybe, put a flex fuel tune on it, an 08 STI hatch. Yep. No. Right. So all my car has at the moment is a AVO intake pipe that replaced the wrinkly pipe, and X-Force cat-back exhaust. So I would like to put a proper dump pipe on it and get run with your suggestions. Yep. I kind of like that access port thing because it gives you a whole lot of gauges and data to watch in their whole flex fuel system. It's kind of expensive, but it's very comprehensive and plug and play with brackets to go on the car, etc. Oh, cool. Okay. That's fine. I was wondering, would you recommend going to like a P20 exhaust housing? I've done that with BF34 on 2 litres before, and it was pretty good. Oh, okay. What sort of upgrade turbo do you suggest? So I was thinking my car's kind of high case, but it seems pretty good. I'll do a look down test. Sorry? 270. Not had a hard life. It's not knocking or blowing smoke, but I was looking at maybe buying a factory bottom end and doing the heads, and then I saw you had drop-in pistons, did a bit of research on that, thought maybe that's not a bad idea too. Yep. Head studs, yeah. And a good oil pump, and I was maybe a sump and a pickup. Yep. Yeah, I think I'll do a leak down test. Yeah. Just compression. Or just go and buy a block. I might do that. 270,000 Ks, kind of kidding myself. Worn out. And then we get catastrophic failure and risk hurting the head, so we might as well start fresh. Yep, okay. So, steps, I'm flat out till Christmas, I can't do much, but I can collect parts. I can pick up off my local Subaru dealer, they'll fix me up for a short motor over, I'm on the other side of town to you. Drop-in pistons, I mean, I've got a decent torque gauge and bore measuring gauges and that. Do you suggest splitting the cases to put them in, or just buy a torque plate and set the ring gaps and push them in from the top? To set ring gaps, no? Okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Should be pretty easy on a fresh bottom end. Yep. I'll still have to set the gaps, though, won't I? They won't be pre-gap rings on A and B pistons, I can't imagine. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Oh, I don't think that, yeah. There's too many variations in the blocks. Yeah. So, steps. If I had that, if I bought that access port, that's like, do you have the one that's like they say? I found one that I really liked, and it was a whole kit, and there's a company in Australia that imports it and sells it, and it was flex fuel, the whole lot, all of that. But it actually is not supported for the Australian domestic market. So I got on their website, and they've got a basic one with an air filter box that supports. Well, I need that to get to you. Right. Well, I don't know. That's yeah, good point. Yeah. I can tell it. I've got a patrol. Sorry? Yep. Yep. I could bring it over on a trailer if you're only going to have it for a day. I can just turn up early and tow it over. I've got a patrol. Oh, that's not a bad idea too, yeah. Progress. Or can you run it in on the dyno, can you? Yeah. Yeah, so I would need to put a bottom end unit, leave it as it is, break that in, then put the mods on, then get it to you. Yep. Yep. Then do the mods. And so on your website, the flex fuel setup and that, is that all there? I couldn't find it. I was having a good look. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, that'll work. Yep. Z-tronics. Is that just a capital Z? Yep. Oh, Z-E-I. That seems to be the consensus, yep. IDs, yep. Kilowatts, are you talking? So is that, so that's 300 at the wheels on flex fuel. Oh, 1300 cc injectors, so future proof. Yeah, okay. 1300s. What's a sensible power level to chase with a factory bottom end with your drop-in pistons and fresh heads and head studs? Um, 300 kilowatts at the wheels on A85. And so what does that, what, yeah, that sounds great. 240 all day. That's nice. Yeah, okay. So I need to talk to you about a recipe and what parts to amass before we do this. Yeah, all right, well. No, I'd rather get the bits that work for the people that are tuning the car. Like, well, I don't really want to throw spanners in the works. So let's make it smooth. So, do you want to email me a recipe or something and I could start collecting everything I need? Yep, 100%. Sales at dot is it REX or WREX? REX.com.au. And you are, yep. Yep, I'll put attention you and re our conversation. What was your name again? Tony. Sorry, Tony, I forgot it already. Tony. Yeah, look, I'm supposed to get trade off them, and they quoted me 3.5, and I thought, that's a bit scuzzy. I know, I can get it cheaper elsewhere. Yep. Yeah, well, if that's the case, because I'm flat out working 6 or 7 days a week till Christmas, and I'd like to kick it off in, like, when do you come back? February or middle January or? Yeah, so I'd like to kick it off then, you know, get really busy. So it might even be expedient if we, I'll put it all in the email. If you give me a price just to supply the block and the pistons, I'll come pick up the whole kit, take it home, run it in, fit everything else, tow it back to you, leave it there, come back for it when you're done. Oh, I could drive it there, like you said. Oh, no, I can't, because I'll have everything fitted. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge. Yeah, okay. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm Gareth. I'll send you an email probably tonight. I'm on the ladders now, so it'll be sometime tonight. Thanks, Tony. Excuse me.